Tonight's shir is Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph through Vav. Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Din Mayim Achroinim. The halacha of washing hands after the meal. Sif Aleph. Mayim Achroinim Choiva. It is an obligation to wash hands at the conclusion of a meal. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Aleph. Mayim Achroinim Vechulu. Hatam. The reason is Mishum Sheyadayim Mizoha Mois Hein Menu Achila Upsulos Lebracha. The hands get filthy from eating, and they're unfit to say brachas. So now you want a bench, you have to make sure your hands are clean. V'savchu chazal akra. The chachamim supported this with the pasuk, v'hiskadishtem v'hiyisem kedoshim. V'hiskadishtem elu mayim yishonim. You should make yourself holy with the water before we eat. Sheyikach yudeyim koydim achila tahara v'tumah. They should make their hands holy before eating to make them pure from tumah. K'moshen espar le'el b'simen kuf l'nachas, like we explained in the simen kuf l'nachas. Ve'yisim kedoshim, to be holy, elu mayim achroinim. That's the water at the end of the meal. Va'afilu l'mi she'enim avarich ba'atzmo. Even the person who's not going to say the birchas hamazon himself. Elo shomei elot seis mipiyam avarich. Rather, he's going to hear the mavarich say the benching. He'll be yoytzim with someone else. He still has to wash his hands. And even more than this, even if his hands are not filthy from eating, the Chacham also obligated him to wash from Achronim. For who? The reason is, there's an additional concern that there may be some salt called Melech Sedoimus, the salt of Sedoim, that because Suda Halanim Semelch, with every meal there's going to be some salt. And there's a concern. Maybe mixed into this table salt is ma'at mimel sedoimus, a little of this salt of sedoim. Because it could cause blindness for the person who touches this salt and then touches his eyes. So the Chacham said to wash your hands after the meal to get rid of any mimel sedoimus. And even now, we don't know about this Melech Sedoimus among us. We still have to be concerned there may be another type of salt that has a similar property. Look ahead in Sifyud. Sifkotan Beis. Choyva. It's an obligation to wash my machoinim. Let's say he has a very exact amount or minimal amount of water. He should minimize the amount of water used before the meal, the minimum that we describe and clarify in Simen Kuf Samech Beis, to make sure he has a little left for after the meal. If he only has enough for the water before the meal, hem koydman, they have precedence. Afilu mishenizer tamid b'mayim achronim, even for someone who's always careful to wash b'mayim achronim, b'mayim mishonim comes first. The idna, because nowadays the ain matzu melech sedomus b'neinu, we don't really know about melech sedomus among us. Einam choyva kol kach kamo b'mayim mishonim. It's not the same level of obligation as water before the meal. Yesh oim, some say the mitchila ain lo lachol, that l'chadchila he shouldn't eat. Unless he knows up front there will be water to wash afterwards. However, the obligation to wash mayim achronim isn't greater than the obligation to wash before the meal. That means if it's ahead of him on the road, up to 4 mil ahead he should wait to wash. If the water is behind him, mil up to 1 mil. If within that amount of space there isn't going to be water available, 4 mil ahead or 1 mil behind, so he said, nonetheless, he can eat. And afterwards he'll bench, even though there's no water available. If water is found afterwards, if he should wash his hands afterwards. Because of the concern of Melech Sedoimus. So if there was no water to wash his hands before benching, and there is water after benching, he should bench, and then if he cleanses water later, he'll wash his hands later. Se'if Beis. Mayim achronim einoilin al gabi karka, ela bekli. Mayim achronim should not be washed over the ground, but rather into a container, into a vessel, V'pnei ruach ra'o shashor aleihem. Because there's an element of ruach ra, there's bad spirit on that water, and you don't want it to get lost. V'm ein lo kli, if he doesn't have a container to pour into, noit al gabe etzem dakim, v'kiyosven, he should wash over fine pieces of wood that will absorb the water. Mishtabur sifkan gimel, ela b'kli. He should wash into a container. You don't stick your hands into the water to wash them. Rather, you pour the water on the hands, and then it pours into the container. The concern is and then, if you do it on the floor, there's a concern of harm befalling someone who walks over that water. If it's a place where people don't walk, then you can do mayim achronim over the ground. Therefore, you're allowed to wash mayim achronim under the table. Even though sometimes they'll take the tables away. Typically, the water will dry before the tables are moved. And since it's not a place where someone's going to walk by right away, because the table's there, we're not concerned. Let's say he doesn't have a container to wash his hands in. If you have a kli, you should specifically wash into the kli, and then afterwards you'll remove the kli and pour it out. There's no kli, so you do it on thin pieces of wood that will absorb the water. Or anything similar. If you had fine pebbles, v'kotzim, or thorns, kol kei gav, or anything like that. Shenivla behem amayim, the water will be absorbed in them. V'einu miskabs al makom echad, and the water doesn't gather in one place. V'yesh mekiyin litol af al gabi ritzpah. There are those that are lenient to wash his hands. If you have a ritz, if you have a floor, you don't have a dirt floor, you have a floor. Im ein lo kli l'to besocho. If there is no container to wash into, the tefillah they hold, the dafka gabi karka mamish shor aleim ruachwa, that only on the actual dirt floor the ruachwa will take effect, but not on a ritzpa, not on a floor in the house, not on wood planks or anything like that. But according to the Levush, what he writes, one should be strict even in that case. He brings a question: do we worry about melech sedoimis with pickles, olives, anything in a brine that there's salt? Or is it only when you're washing and suda with bread? So he brings in the nose that Yoshev held that we're not machmer to wash our hands, especially for the reason of the Yisim Kedoshim. He brings the Chaim Kinevsky also, the minig is not to wash mam achronim after coming in contact with salt per se. So even though we're saying there's this melech sedoimis concern, it would seem that the overriding concern today is the pasuk of v'yishim kedoshim, that's after su'udah of bread. That's the ikar reason. And the melech sedoimis is not as stark, and that's why we're not going to say to wash machronim or wash hands in general just because he handles salt or salty things. Se'if gimel. Ein noitlin b'chamin shehayad nichves behen. We don't wash mayim achronim with water that is so hot that it would scald the hands. Neshemefafim, it will soften. Perish mevavim, loshen shechin ba'buos, like the boils that would bubble. It would soften the skin. Neshemefafim es yadayim, it would soften the hands. Vein mavirah says, I mean, it won't remove any filth. It'll just help it sink in. Mishdebur sefkan zayin bechamin. You don't use hot water, avapotion, but lukewarm water. The highness any outside this behind, it's not that hot to pull your hand away. Mutter, that's fine. For a shal pasik dafka b'tzayna, but the mashal says no, you shouldn't even use lukewarm water, you should use cold water. Umiyom ein lo kiyim elah potion, but if the reality is all you have is lukewarm water, bevadi in lahach, we're not going to be strict and skip my machronim. Sifkan ches nichves ben, so the mechaber says not to use water that's scalding. Lav dafka, Mishnah Berurah says it can't mean scalding. No one's going to wash their hands with water that's going to scald them. Now, the something to say, it's hot water that you withdraw your hand. What's the shiur of yatzaladis bo? It's hot enough that it would scald the sensitive skin of a child's stomach. But for an adult, it's not going to scald his fingers. It's just hot to the touch. Sifka and test from mefafin. The problem is merachinus yadayim. It softens the hands. Umavliin behenes zomas atavshel, and the filth of the food actually seeps into the skin. Finirli the chamin shenistan umutli tobehen. I think, says Mishnah Berura, that if you had water that was heated once, but then it cooled down, that's fine to wash my machronim, because the whole concern is that it softens the hands. That's not going to happen once the water cools down. Se'iv dalet. It's only necessary to wash to the second knuckle of the fingers. Mishnah Berurah says, "Sifka and Yudat Perak Sheni, Shalomala Mishnei Pirkei Esbaos Ein Magia Lichlecha Meichel, because above two knuckles, closer to the wrist, the fingers don't get filthy from food. Umin Etzbah Agoid, as far as the thumb is concerned, Sarach Litol Perak Rishin, just wash the first joint. So these are finger foods. And the finger foods won't affect the whole hand. It won't get past the second knuckle. But if in fact the food did go beyond the second knuckle, then you should wash above that second knuckle too. It's very disturbing that which happens to Reisi that I see. That there are people who are careful to make sure to wash Mamachonim. But they don't fulfill the requirement at all. All they do is put a few drops of water on the fingertips. The water doesn't even reach the end of the first knuckle, let alone the second knuckle. For the sometimes all they do is touch the water, and their hands are filthy the way they were before. The halacha, a minimum, you have to wash to the second knuckle. When he washes his hands, his fingers should be facing downward so that the filth will flow off. When the filth comes off his hands by washing, it should wash down and not get on the rest of his hands, so he should have his fingers positioned facing downward. Se'iv Vav. Im ha-masubin rab. If there's a lot of people at the table. Ad chamisha, if it's up to five, maschilim men ha-mavarach. The first one to wash my mechonim would be the one who's benching. Vim ha-miyoyser, if it's more than five, maschilim men ha-katan, you start from the smallest. And they continue the way they're sitting. It's not like you give someone cover to say, here, your hands are dirty, wash your hands. So this goes from the smallest to the one next to one next to him, until you get to within the last five. Once it's only five, so not that I didn't wash yet, then the water is transferred to the one who's going to bench, and from there you continue to the rest. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Beis. Maschil Mevarach, we start with the Mevarach if it's five or less. Kedei Sheya'ayin Ba'arba Brachash Berach Zamazon. We want the one who's going to bench to have some time to check the four brachas of benching. B'toch Hazman Sheyilu Eilu Ha'arba Anoshim HaNeshorim, during the time that the other four people are washing their hands. Ma'achonim. Ve'af Al-Gav Da'ayoyim Ha'minig Shekol Echad Ha'asubim Mevarach Atzmo. You know, today the minig is, everyone who's sitting at the table says his own birchas amazon. They're not going to be yoytze with his bracha. It did nonetheless, the halacha doesn't change. Also today it's proper. That those who are sitting at the table should say each bracha of benching quietly, along with the mevarach who says it out loud. Like we're saying, Kuf Pei Gimel. So that's another reason why, even though everyone else is going to bench, we want the Mevarich to have time to check, because he's the one who's saying it out loud. And on top of that, the Mevarich is going to be the Mezamin. So we want to give him a little time to check, make sure he knows what to do, to how to lead the Zimun. So if Kalan Yud Gimel, if it's more than five, you start Min HaKotam, the smallest. Hayoshe B'Sof Masiba, he's one sitting at the end of the table. For the time of the reason is, Kadesh Lo Yitzarech HaMavarech L'Hantan HaBei, Ach Netilasa HaChilu B'Kulam. We don't give the Mayim HaChonim to the Mavarech right away, because we don't want him to wait a long time after he washes till everyone else gets to wash. Ugnaihu lo, that's not nice. Vegam davi hafzik, and it's also an interruption. So that's why we want the mevorich to be washing fifth from the end. Sifkan yadad ve'in mechalachol, it's not like you've covered to someone to wash on mechonim. Dein ze kibud, this is not honor. B'meshe yirmoz lo, by hinting to him, shu yirchatz techila yadav hamazamos, that he should be the first one to wash his filthy hands. Sifkan tezvav, maschilim v'chulom. Once you get to the last five, we go back to the Mavarich. So during the time that the last four wash their hands, he'll check out the Bechaz HaMazin, kind of like we said before. Even though we have a Yisoid and Halacha, that as soon as he washes, he should say Bracha right away. In the time it takes for the last four to wash their hands, is not considered a Hefzik, it's not considered a delay. However, after the bechdi and the hasiklal, if it's not necessary, like for no reason, we're not going to interrupt at all between the netiyas yadayim of machmeroinim and the beginning of berachas hamazon. Sifkan tezayin min hamavarech. So when you get to the last five, you go to the one who's going to bench. Vekivin shenotel hu yadav. Once he washes his hands, osan abatzlo im echad zezeh. The four next to him don't honor each other. Alchdei shivas nadal. This just goes in order. However, they're sitting one after the other. They all wash their hands.